Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The left fielder, Max Marshall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bert Haas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Lamarno. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elmer Riddle. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Elmer Riddle. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The third baseman, Danny Murtaugh. Batting third. The second baseman, Al Glossop. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Littwiller. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Nick Eaton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ernie Coy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bobby Bregan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mickey Livingston. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Melton. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Rube Melton. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Coy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Murtaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bregan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCormick moves to second. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman bunts towards the mound. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. McCormick moves to third. Haas moves to second. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Coy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCormick scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Reds. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Haas. The throw from Livingston and he is safe. Haas steals third. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards third. Murtaugh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Elmer Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Glossop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost strikes out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. Frey hits a line drive to right field. Littwiller throws towards third. Murtaugh fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Murtaugh. Riddle goes all the way around to score. Frey moves to second. It's 2-0, Reds. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frey scores. It's 3-0, Reds. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Murtaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Bregan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bregan strikes out. One out. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 0 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Coy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamarno hits a pop-up towards third. Murtaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Riddle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 0 for 1 in the game. Murtaugh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop is 0 for 1 in the game. Glossop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to third. Frey moves to second. Boom Boom Beck now pitching. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joost scores. Frey scores. There goes Marshall trying to get to third. Wehner throws the ball into Murtaugh, who tags Marshall for the out. McCormick moves to second. One out. It's 5-0, Reds. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a pop-up towards first. Etten settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a line drive into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Littwiller hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0 for 1 in the game. Etten hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 0 for 1 in the game. Coy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0 for 2 in the game. Lamarno hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Walker trying to get to second. Wehner throws the ball into Glossop, who tags Walker for the out. Lamarno moves to second. One out. Elmer Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Riddle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Coy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Bregan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bregan is 0 for 1 in the game. Bregan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Livingston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livingston is 0 for 1 in the game. Livingston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boom Boom Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Benny Warren now catching. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Frey hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Coy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Murtaugh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-2 in the game. Wainer hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 0-for-2 in the game. Murtaugh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Glossop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glossop is 0-for-2 in the game. Glossop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Glossop reaches second base with a double. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Littwiller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pinky May now playing third base. Stan Benjamin now playing center field. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Coy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Coy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. May fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Nick Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eaton is 0-for-2 in the game. Eaton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Eaton reaches second base with a double. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 0-for-2 in the game. Coy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lum Arno settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bragan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragan is 0-for-2 in the game. Bragan hits a pop-up towards third. Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lum Arno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum Arno is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lum Arno strikes out. One out. Elmer Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Riddle strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Frey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coy. Frey reaches second base with a double. Joost goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Reds. Max Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frey scores. It's 7-0, Reds. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got three RBIs. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bragan misplays the ball. That's an error on Bragan. Marshall moves to second. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Benjamin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Earl Naylor pinch hits for Boom Boom Beck. Earl Naylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naylor hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Philadelphia Phillies, 0. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.